This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Monday, November 25th is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Radio Labour's senior correspondent, C. Marie Ainsborough, reports.
Today, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The day was established by the United Nations and is supported by labour organizations all around the world. All global union federations are conducting activities in recognition of the day. The UN reports that 70% of women in the world are faced with some form of violence in their lives. Domestic violence is the most prevalent form, but it also includes forced marriage, rape, and spousal killings. Labour leaders point out that violence against women is not just a women's issue. The Global Union Federation, UNI, for example, has made men the focus of its campaign against violence towards women. Last week, the 300 delegates attending the World Women's Conference in Senegal called for global action on the issue. The conference was organized by the International Trade Union Confederation. The delegates plan to ask the International Labour Organization, the ILO, to adopt an international convention against violence towards women. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
As Marie mentioned in her report, unions are calling on the ILO, a UN agency, to adopt an international convention condemning violence against women. The UN has a special focus on the issue. It has just announced funding for projects in 18 countries. Some of these projects are organized by labor unions. Don Bob of UN Radio reports.
The United Nations Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women, UN Trust Fund, on Friday announced $8 million US in grants to 17 initiatives in 18 countries and territories. First-time grant recipients include organizations from Antigua and Barbuda, Mauritania, Myanmar, and Kosovo. These new grants are expected to reach 2.3 million beneficiaries between 2014 and 2017. Executive Director of UN Women, Ms. Fumzile Mlambo Nguka, says violence against women and girls can be systematically addressed and, with persistence, eliminated, adding the UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women is dedicated to doing just this. She said working with partners across the world, the fund supports concrete action toward a world free of violence. The support of governments, corporations, foundations and individuals is crucial in achieving this goal. Violence against women and girls continues to be one of the most pervasive human rights violations in the world, affecting as many as one in three women and girls during their lifetime. It severely impacts survivors and comes at tremendous emotional and economic costs for families and societies. The grants announced Friday will support initiatives that respond to three priority areas of the UN Trust Fund: prevention, expanded access to services, and strengthened implementation of national laws, policies, and action plans on violence against women and girls. Don Bob, United Nations.
In Australia, where November 25th is known as White Ribbon Day, the Australian Workers' Union has produced a video with all its top officers and branch leaders swearing never to ignore violence against women. It starts with Union President Bill Ludwig and ends with National Secretary Paul Howes.
This is my oath.
I swear never to commit,
excuse or remain silent
about violence against women.
This is my oath.
This is my oath.
This is my oath.
To never commit, excuse, or remain silent.
This year on White Ribbon Day, we'll be encouraging our members to take the oath as well.
Take the oath and do your bit to help end violence against women.
So on November 25, remember to sign the pledge